Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host and garden expert, Teresa Watkins. I hope everybody had a great gardening week. We got a little bit of rain. I'm going to be talking about that up in North Florida. They had a beautiful electric storm with lots of lightning and thunder, Jim says. So we'll be talking about that. And also, too, we're going to be talking about what's happening today and what you can do over the weekend. Good morning, Lizzie. How are you?
I'm doing good. Super excited with the rain that we got this week. We did have a little bit of lightning and some thunder and stuff, but I'll take all the rain that we can get, especially since we need it.
We do, and I am a lightning and thunder person. I love it,
mm-hmm.
And I love seeing it light up the sky. I love hearing the crack of the thunder and going, okay, how close was that?
Yeah, counting. You count it one Mississippi, two. Oh, it's only 2 miles away.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was closer the way it sounded. And so Tom last night, get this, Tom McCubbin, which he's going to be here next weekend, and I'm excited about that. He received a whopping 9/100 of an inch. So he got like 9 drops in his little rain gauge. And so every little bit helps, though. He says, I love that. Everything is very dry. He said it's hard to keep up with the needs of the container plants, which is an issue. My container plants, especially my clay ones, are drying out very quickly. Other than that, he says they're getting, him and Joni are getting good cucumbers and peppers. The tomatoes are slow, and he's having to fight the critters. Aren't we all? And corn did not fill the ears well. He's going to get a different variety for fall, and he loves, he thinks the best variety is Silver Queen to plant for corn. He's harvesting onions, and he's a little behind, and he says his weeds are doing very well. So
that's good to hear.
Isn't it? And so Jim up in Newberry, he says he finally got some rain here Wednesday afternoon, and he recorded 1 inch, 1/500 of an inch, and he, which is very needed, first rainfall. But yesterday, last night, he got another inch and almost a half. So he got some wonderful watering. He got his garden fertilized, and he's already getting lots of cucumbers, which I know is a sensitive subject, and yellow squash and zucchini. His tomatoes are still green, but they're getting some good size. His Silver Queen is beginning to tassel, and peppers and eggplants are growing well. So his onions are already harvested. And he's been eating them. I love onions. I could eat onions three meals a day.
Yes.
And so he wants everyone to have a great gardening day. I love hearing from everybody and what they're growing and the challenges they're facing, because it helps everyone when you know that someone else is having a gardening issue too.
Yes.
And you don't feel so out of sorts. Killed a couple of lubber grasshoppers still. You want to make sure you're looking for those. Those are bad boys. And, once they get to be the big, colorful rainbow size, then the only two things that can kill them are bricks, or you can squash them.
Mm-hmm.
The pesticides don't work on them. So be looking for those. And now's the time to get them, because as they progress into summer and become mature, they're going to be laying eggs for next year. And so you're not going to see them after August, in the first, Labor Day. But they're going to still be doing damage over next spring. So you want to catch them now. I want to give a shout out to Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland. They have a butterfly workshop this morning, butterfly lecture, I should say, at 9:30. And so they have a special speaker. And they said to bring a chair. It's going to be an outside talk. And you're going to love it. And they have so many wonderful plants and roses and all kinds of herbs that you can have. So it'll be a great opportunity for you to learn about butterfly gardening. I want to say shout out to Beverly in Tallahassee, too. She listens every week, and she is getting lots of birds. But the gardening is a little stale right now. And so she sent me pictures. She has her tomato plants bundled underneath a shed roof. And right on the outside, so they get plenty of sun, but she has them wrapped or surrounded by hay, and that keeps the pot cooler.
Oh, okay.
And so she really likes that. So she said she loves listening to the show and love to you and Lizzie. So that was wonderful.
I miss talking to her. She would call in and give us an update.
It
so
was.
If you feel like it, girl,
yeah.
Give us a call.
Yeah, no, we would love to hear that. And so we have Dana Venrick, he's going to be coming on this morning and talking to us about a very big study from the University of Florida on silica. So we'll do that. And in our second hour, we're going to have Cool Daddy, Brian Williams, from the Windy Hill Middle School. And he's going to be talking about their project over the last year that they had with the students. And it's something that you can get your own kids and grandchildren to do. And I think he has some great advice for us. So I love listening to him talk. And I love interacting with his classroom from the Windy Hill Middle School. And they're just so wonderful. So this week I got to visit some wonderful gardens, and they weren't the gardens I was asked to consult on, but I would say my client, she said, oh, walk with me. And we walked around about two blocks.
Does that usually work out good for you whenever you hear those words?
What?
Walk with me. Like, you know, like a doctor, you know, like you go in and you're like, I got a little boo-boo right here. You know, it's not going to be good. So is that usually like a good, biscuits are asking me to walk with them. Is that one of those things or?
No, okay. She was going to show me some beautiful plants that she would like in her garden.
Okay.
And so we would walk around the corner and I was totally amazed. Talking about rainbows, wait till you see this. And I posted it on Facebook. The rainbow eucalyptus tree, which is not supposed to grow here in zone 9. And I have really very chronic zone envy. So I think I may be planting a rainbow eucalyptus in my yard. Stay tuned. We're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. If it is Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. It's time to start getting your flower and vegetable gardens off to a great start with Black Cow. Prepare new plant beds with a 1.5-inch layer of Black Cow in the area and then mix it in with the soil 6 inches deep. Black Cow is organic. Pick up the bright yellow bag and get growing.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
World-class fishing, crystal blue waters, endless sunshine. There's so much about Florida's waterways to enjoy. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission encourages you to take part in the National Spring Aboard campaign and take a boating safety course today. You can take the course in a classroom or online. Just make sure you take a course. The knowledge gained by taking a course will make you and your family and friends safer and allow you to have more fun out on the water. To learn more, visit Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
Get readier.
In Florida, strengthening your home against hurricanes just makes sense. Don't miss the chance to save money while strengthening your house with the My Safe Florida Home program. Make your home more resilient against storms and save yourself future financial stress. Get started today. Apply for a free home wind mitigation inspection at MySafeFLHome.com. That's MySafeFLHome.com. MySafeFLHome. Stronger homes, safer Florida.
When it comes to taking care of your acreage, don't mess around. Toro zero-turn mowers cut big yards down to size in less time, so you can spend more time hunting, fishing, or just enjoying the day. Built with comfort-enhancing, productivity-boosting features like MyRide suspension that takes the ache out of acreage, massive rear-drive tires for ultimate traction, and ultra-durable Iron Forge cutting decks you can rely on for years to come. Bowl through anything that dares get in your way. Toro, Count on it. Visit Toro.com/zeroturn to find yours.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. One of the best prices for medical alert devices in the country. If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-876-5235. 800-876-5235. 800-876-5235. That's 800-876-5235.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Last night we got some rain, which was much needed and we're grateful for. The drought, what kind of effect it's having on your leaves? Can we provide anything for our plants to help them, you know, get through this stressful period? With me right now is Dana Venrick, a wonderful, knowledgeable garden expert. Good morning, Dana. How are you?
Oh, good. Good morning, Teresa. How are you?
I am great. You are owner of Quality Green Specialist Nursery in DeLand. It is a fantastic nursery where you can get all sorts of native trees and shrubs and beautiful fruit trees. And so how has the drought been for you this last spring? How has it affected
very,
you?
It was very, very severe, very difficult. You know, spring is the time of year that plants need water more than ever for the new flush of growth, the bloom, and the fruiting. And if you're stressed with a water drought, then, you know, it's going to be very, very low productivity, very few bloom and fruit. And so it's very important. The most important thing you can do, of course, is watering, irrigation, so you don't get under severe stress, water stress. And also, native plants, as much as possible, use plants that are drought hardy, and particularly natives, and we pride ourselves in having a lot of native plants and trees that will help stand the drought better. And also good fertilizer, good sustainable fertilizer. We put even lots of silicon into the fertilizer. That's bioavailable silicon, and that's in the form of azomite, volcanic pumice. And we have new research to validate this practice. In fact, other companies are starting to put silicon dioxide, the available form of silicon, into their fertilizers.
Okay, so let me ask you about that. So for people who do not understand plant nutrition or the value of, you know, really being able to fertilize with good nutritional products and organics, what is silicon dioxide?
Well, silicon dioxide is a form of silicon, unlike sand, that's silicon oxide that's unavailable in the soil in Florida soils, that's been heat fused with an extra oxygen, becomes two oxygen instead of one. That's very bioavailable to the microbes that digest it and make the monosilic acid with four oxygens like a feast for the plant roots. And so then the plant takes up that monosilic acid and makes a deposition of silicon, a glassy layer, like they call a silicaceous layer, on the epidermis of the plants and the roots. It protects it against infections by fungi, nematodes in the soil. This has been documented by the United States Department of Agriculture to show retards nematodes from penetrating the roots. Well, the latest research that's in the May issue of the Citrus Industry Magazine, an article called "Silicon Could Benefit Florida Citrus" by Frank Giles. He cites research by Mohammed Shahid, assistant professor of the North Florida Research and Education Center in Marianna. And he says that it's one of the most important substances. And it all started in 2012, he says, when the Association of American Plant Food Scientists declared it a beneficial substance. And he says, with silicon, you get better root mass, you get better fruit shelf life, increases the fruit size and the number of fruit, it strengthens the plant root system. Along with the calcium, it's the glue that holds all the cells together and helps hold fruit more tightly. That's my addition there. It improves your fruit nutrient water holding efficiency, reduces heat and cold stress. So this is very important, you know.
Especially for, now in spring. Yeah, spring with the heat that we've had all, you know, it seems like it's been summer for about, 4 months now?
And this is really interesting. He says there was a study in the country of Colombia shows that it reduced psyllids in citrus by 60% compared to control where there was no silicon. So that is really an amazing benefit right there, you know, to protect your citrus trees.
That is really good news. And so when people buy fertilizer, is silicon usually in a fertilizer product?
Not normally. Look at the label. Not normally, you will not see it. And so that's why we put it in all our fertilizers, the 405, which is an organic fertilizer, 8011 is partly organic and partly conventional, and then our 727 blueberry special is high in fulvic and humic acids, which is also important. See, in Florida, we have very low organic matter, which translates to very low available carbon as humic and fulvic acid in the soil. And also the sand is not available. It's silicon oxide. So we add that as azomite volcanic pumice, so you get the silicon dioxide. So we put those in the fertilizers to boost the lack of it in Florida soils. I think more and more companies are starting to do that, to realize we need that boost in these poor, depleted, sandy soils.
So I would like to, I always suggest that people read the label. What should people be looking for when they're looking at a fertilizer label? What kind of ingredients should they see?
Well, look for some organics in it. It's going to be a big help. If it just has ammonium form and chloride form only, it's going to be very highly soluble in the first rain irrigation. It all just leach right through. So if you see some organics in there, which could be all types of things from humic fulvic acid to fish solids and seaweed, kelp, even in some cases blackstrap molasses like we use. But look for the label, you know, see that it just is more than just ammonium nitrate or ammonium sulfate, potassium chloride, they call muriate of potash, because, see, that's highly soluble. Well, you get a little nutrition, and the first rain or irrigation, the rest leaches through to the groundwater. So we're looking to make things more sustainable. This is great research, you know, to put us on that path to more sustainability.
That's wonderful. Now, you also have some wonderful news about a new type of citrus that you have available, citrus trees, at Quality Green Specialist. So tell us about that.
We now have sugar bell tangelos in stock. And they're tissue culture. We had some done by tissue culture by a company over in Wildwood. And so that's a big breakthrough because sugar bells are resistant to greening. They're actually a cross between the clementine mandarin and the honey bell, which is also called mini-old tangelo. So it's a great hybrid tangelo that's resistant to greening. And just the most wonderful, tasty fruit. And so we're very excited about that. Also, we have a new blackberry tissue culture.
Ooh.
And that's really exciting.
Does it have thorns?
No, it's thornless.
Oh.
So that's very good. It's called Triple Crown Blackberries. And it's prized for the best flavor, productivity, and vigor. And it also ripens in the summer when normally you don't have blackberries, ripens a little later, so you get blackberries in the summer. It's self-fruitful, self-pollinating, which is another big plus.
Wow, that's incredible. I'm going to call you later. I'm going to stop by later and get one. Don't tell anybody.
You should.
I'm going to buy one. All right. So Dana, so the benefits of, you know, having a well-fertilized fruit tree, I'm getting lots of questions on people saying their plants aren't leafing out. They're not, you know, producing large fruit. And, you know, would that be ramifications or, you know, result of the drought?
Well, absolutely. Along with, you know, just poor absorption of all those nutrients that make fruit size, like potassium, the silicon, you know, the alkaline minerals that go with the other essential minerals. And so you have just a difficult time, you know, like, of course, rain is like Mother Nature is distilled water and everything is highly soluble. All the minerals in the soil are highly soluble in rainwater. That's why after a rain, you see such more of a response than if you just put irrigation water. So we really pray for a lot of rain coming up.
And so what else do you have for sale right now at Quality Green Specialist? People can come by and they can get azomite and a sugar bell tangelo. And so what else do they need?
Oh, my gosh. We have so many. We have some new orchids for the orchid trail, the pretty little native trail here in the wooded area. We have a large selection of shade trees like live oaks, hollies, red cedar, red maple, wax myrtles, wax myrtle and red cedar. They're all natives. And so they stand the drought better. We have some great selection of the fruit trees like sugar apples, avocados, mangoes, Suriname cherries, strawberry guava, they call Catley guava sometimes. Figs, we have some great figs and pears, elderberries, which is another native. And feijoa is a great medicinal that's supposed to stop a lot of viral infections. Chestnut trees, the Dunstan chestnut, which is native,
mm-hmm.
and pecans. So we have a great selection. Carambola, star fruit. Did I mention that one?
No, star fruit is delicious.
Blueberries.
Blueberries. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. This is the time of the
and
year
olives,
to plant them.
Lots of olives. We have 7 varieties of olives.
That is wonderful. Well, my French tree is doing wonderful. It is a native, and it's doing great in with the weather, despite not getting rainfall. It is doing well. Dana, real quick, we're coming up on a hard break. Where are you located, and how can people get more information from you?
Well, 335 West Michigan Avenue, just northwest of downtown DeLand. Go online, get more information at qualitygreenspecialist.com. And we're open 9 to 4 every day, so come by. We'll be happy to give you more information. And check out all our plants and the natives like Simpson Stopper and the Walters Viburnum. We try to have a lot of drought-resistant plants that do well even in the drought.
That's wonderful. And that special product that you create yourself, you make yourself, is your own special fertilizers that do contain azomite and silica in
yes.
it. And that's wonderful.
And if you already have a good fertilizer, put some azomite, the volcanic pumice, with it. You'll be amazed with the results.
Thank you so much, Dane. It's good to talk to you. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. That's Dana Venrick, owner of Quality Green Specialist, sponsor of Better Lawns and Gardens. Let him know that you appreciate him doing that. Now it's time for your gardening questions. Lizzie's going to put you on the board if you call 1-888-455-2967. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hey, listen, are you a 50-year-old person looking for term life insurance? Then you need to talk to Bob. Bob specializes in helping people find $1 million or more of term life insurance for a couple of $100 a month. Look, you need to know there's a price war in the term life insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call Bob, and he'll shop and see how much money he can save you. Look, this could be the last term life insurance policy you ever have. Your rates are guaranteed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. And if you're a smoker or your health is not perfect, Bob has great rates for you too. So for $1 million of term life insurance coverage for a couple of $100 a month, call Bob right now. 800-890-5049. 800
800-890-5049. 800-890-5049. That's 800-890-5049. Paid for by Term Direct.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. If you missed any of the important information Dana gave you about fertilizing your lawns with azomite and beneficial organic amendments, then you can always go to hear our podcasts. And Lizzie, where can they find those?
If you go to our website, WFLAOrlando.com, the iHeartRadio app is there. And then whenever you download that onto your phone or your device, just search Better Lawns and Gardens and you can get them all. You can fast forward, you can rewind if you want to hear or say something again. It's all there for you.
And they can also find the Good Morning America or Good Morning Orlando show every morning, and you've got lots of great prizes going off during those shows.
That's right. So go to our website. We offer a lot of stuff, WFLAOrlando.com, and enter to win some cool prizes, too, while you're there.
That's great. And so if you would like to give us a phone call, 1-888-455-2967, and Lizzie will get you right on the board there. Let's go to Eileen in Polk City. Good morning, Eileen. How are you this morning?
I am fine. Good morning. I just wanted to wish you a happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much.
That's all I wanted to say. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, well, thank you, Eileen. Happy Mother's Day to you, too, as well.
Yes, and I'm going clothes shopping today.
Oh, are you? How nice. Do you have a special event for tomorrow?
No, I am taking myself out with my girlfriend. We are going clothes shopping.
There you go.
We are giving ourselves a break.
That is wonderful.
From housework, yard work, and cooking.
Oh, there you go.
We're giving ourselves a break. This is our pre-Mother's Day break.
Wonderful. I love that. Well, enjoy yourself. Get something nice and pretty for you, and thank you for calling and listening.
Yes, I wanted to tell you about the bluebirds.
Okay.
They have chicks in the house.
Oh.
We can hear them.
Oh.
And every once in a while, you can see a little head pop out. And the mom, you know, comes in with a bug, and she smushes them back in the house.
Oh, that's nice.
And the dad is bringing out pieces of shell. I feel so blessed
that
I have all these birds and the bluebirds. And, you know, I'm not blessed about the roosters, but I am, you know, the cardinals and all these little tiny birds. I don't know what you call them.
They could be finches or wrens, little wrens, house wrens.
Yeah, they probably are, because I get a little tube feeder, and they fill up every single little hole. But, you know, just having the bluebirds, I mean, that is a blessing, and the cardinals. And the male and the female, they feed each other.
Oh, that's nice. So how long did you have the house up before they started to live there?
Oh, my goodness. We've had the house up for probably 6 years now.
Okay.
It was one of my Christmas presents. And they come up they come back every year.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
So they're in there all the time. And I'm just, you know, you just feel blessed to have them in there. And, you know, and to see a male and a female cardinal, you know, feed each other, that's another blessing. And, of course, they're in the bird bath. And, yes, I got the mosquito bits in there.
Oh, excellent. That's wonderful. Eileen, thank you so much. Have a wonderful Mother's Day. Get yourself something nice, you and your girlfriend.
Oh, I am.
And enjoy.
And I'm going to get stuff for every day because I split my jeans because they're so old. And I do so much yard work. And I said, whoops, I think I need some more jeans.
There you go. Well, I love that. Thank you so much for calling, Eileen. You're just a delight.
Have a wonderful day tomorrow.
I will.
You
thank you.
You and Lizzie both.
We will. Thank you. So that's wonderful. I do understand, you know, sometimes you just need to go out and get some new clothes. 1-888-455-2967 for your gardening questions. And I know you're just getting up and you're listening, you're drinking. You can text me 23680. A perfect text message is your name and your location. That way I can give you a really good, correct advice. I have David, and he says, hello, Teresa. 16 days ago on April 26th, a tremendous hailstorm hit West Melbourne area of Brevard County. Most of the oak trees and shrubs were partially or fully defoliated. His concern, though, is for the croton shrubs. Should I prune the exposed leafless stems back, or should I wait to see what happens in time? Thanks for your help. Well, great, great question. And that went to our website. You can go onto our website, betterlawns.com, and send an email. David, what I would do is it's going to start to flush right back out again, you know, and especially if you've just fertilized or, you know, it's getting adequate water, it's going to flush out. I would say, how big is it? If you need to cut it, if it's too large or it's too scraggly where it doesn't, leggy, where it doesn't have any leaves at the bottom, if you wanted to cut one or two, you could always cut diagonal. That'll help it leaf out a little bit better. And yeah, it's just up to your preference. I would probably leave it if they're not too tall, but if you want to cut a couple of them and give them a little push, that's fine too as well. So great gardening question. Should I prune or not? That's wonderful. And then I have from Luis, and he doesn't tell me where he is, but he says, I have some trees that are bearing small fruits. They are navel orange, tangerine, and lemon. Can I feed them at this time? Yes, this month you can go ahead and feed your citrus. You want to use a good blend, organic fertilizer, or Sunnylands citrus fertilizer will work too as well. And then make sure you're giving it, you know, beneficial nutrients and additional micronutrients by adding some azomite. That'll help too as well. So yes, you want to fertilize your citrus trees on a regular basis, once every 3 to 4 months. If you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680. It's important this month to go ahead and fertilize, and I want to let everyone know you want to make sure that your plants are hydrated before you fertilize so that they can handle the salts of the fertilizer. You just don't want to overdo it. Follow the label. For fertilizing, you have about a few more weeks before June 1st, and there's no fertilizing after June 1st for your lawns and landscape. We're going to be back with more Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you noticed that most ice creams now come in smaller cartons? Not Bluebell. We're still making a full half gallon and a full pint of tasty goodness. Bluebell wouldn't have it any other way.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at your local grocer and pick up your favorite flavor today.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Motorcyclists, bicyclists, pedestrians, and commercial vehicles all have the right to be on the road and travel safely. Motorists, watch out for bicyclists and pedestrians, allowing 3 feet of clearance. And be on the lookout for motorcycles. Never attempt to share a lane with one. Drive cautiously around commercial vehicles. Don't cut in front and stay out of their blind spots. When we're on the road together, safety is a shared responsibility. Let's all make it home safely. A message from the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Healthcare.gov is here for you when life happens. If you lost your health coverage because of turning 26, going off Medicaid, leaving your job, or moving, you could be eligible to enroll in new coverage now. And if you need to update your coverage because of marriage or having a baby, you could also be eligible. But don't wait. There's a limited time to enroll. Check your eligibility at healthcare.gov today. Life happens. Get covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And now, a couple of corny facts. Number one, there are about 800 kernels in each ear of corn. Number two, an ear of corn always has an even number of rows. And number three, Florida sweet corn season ends in June. June? What? Why didn't anybody tell me that it was gonna...
Oh, well, I guess that's a wrap.
It's sweet corn season in Florida. Stop on your way home and get some before it's gone. See more seasonal produce at followfreshfromflorida.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. You can give me a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680 and provide your name and location and your gardening question, and we will get right to it. And so if you go to our Facebook page, we have a crime solved with Black Cow, and so you can go on and check that out, our Facebook, and you can also like us and give us 5 stars. That would be great. So what can you be planting right now? Well, the vegetables are going to be able to have to take the heat of the summertime coming up. So you have your tropical Caribbean and South American vegetables, your calabaza, your chayote, collards, dashing, cherry tomatoes can take the heat and produce all summer long. Regular tomatoes won't when the temperatures go above 85 degrees, but cherry tomatoes and Everglades tomatoes will. Then lima beans, snap beans, Malabar spinach, malanga, New Zealand spinach, okra, hot pepper, roselles, Seminole pumpkins, southern peas, sweet potatoes, tamarillos, yams, and yard-long beans. Those are the wonderful ones. This week, I was saying that I was walking, and we went in front down about 2 blocks and found the most marvelous tree, which just set my heart palpitating. I'm telling you, be still my heart. It was amazing. It's called the rainbow eucalyptus tree. Now, we think about eucalyptus with koalas, and it's the little silver leaf, and it smells good. But this tree is amazing because of its bark. It has striation all up and down the bark that sheds, and the colors underneath the bark, which is brown, are burgundy, purple, blue, orange, and yellow, and it's all in different layers. It's like the tree is full of wax crayons that have melted, and they striate all down the bark. And so it was a wonderful, it's impressive, but it doesn't grow in Central Florida because our cold winters knock it down and make it freeze out. So this is what was amazing to me, because I don't want everyone to run out there and try and buy a rainbow eucalyptus and, you know, plant it, because depending on where you're located, it is going to freeze and you'll waste your money. But this gentleman planted it from a very little tiny seedling, and it's already, I would say, 60 feet tall.
I was going to say, it's pretty big.
It's pretty big, 60 feet tall. But Lizzie, they get to be 250 feet tall.
That is crazy to think.
And the base gets almost as big as a Volkswagen, you know, a large sedan car. And so it's. I don't ever think it's going to get that tall here in Florida, because, again, we do have cold winters here where it gets down below 30 degrees, and I think that'll knock it back. But it's pretty well established. You can tell for about the last 12 to 15 years, we really haven't had a very cold long-term winter.
What do you think it would, if we say we had one of our old Florida freezes, what do you think it would do to it? Do you think it would, it's too hardy now, it probably really wouldn't do much?
Well, it would probably knock the leaves back and, you know, cause it to have a little bit of stress and drop its leaves. But maybe kind of like a fig tree, the ficus trees that we have, it'll drop its leaves, but it'll recover. Okay. So I am thinking about getting one, but I don't advise it for everyone. I just have zone envy. And so I'm willing to lose plants. I'm willing to buy them and lose them. And so it's just wonderful. You can go onto betterlawns.com and see the pictures of it. And it's part of our dirty word of the day for our second hour. So that I love that. So let's see. Here we go. Again, 1-888-455-2967, or if you're in the garden area, we'd just love to hear from you. You can go ahead and give us a call. So Myra, she sent in a picture of a really curlicue skewed, I could tell it was a succulent, and she says that, you know, it just wasn't blooming, that the blooms would form, but they wouldn't, you know, she just didn't know what she was doing wrong because she never saw the blooms open up. They just turn yellow and drop. Well, this plant, it's called an Epiphyllum guatemalensis. And it only blooms at night.
Oh, okay.
So while Myra was sleeping, it was opening up and then shutting it, just like a night blooming cereus. And so she didn't know it was opening. She just thought they would never open. And so she's going to have to stay up at night and watch it. So I'm really excited for it. It's a beautiful plant, but it's kind of, you know, if you're into eclectic and all kinds of weird plants, then the Epiphyllum guatemalensis is one for you. It's called Curly Sue.
Oh, that is really, I like that. That's also funny. That would be something I would do. I'd be like, I don't understand why it's not blooming. And
because she saw all these blooms on it. She sent me the pictures of the blooms and she says, but it's going to just drop and fall off. And, you know, it blooms at night. So you have to open it up. It kind of like the, you know, the moon flowers, mm-hmm. the vine moon flowers and stuff. So that's lovely. So it's a wonderful thing. If you have a picture of a plant that you don't recognize, or you're having issues with it, then we can help you out there. So Lizzie, let's have a come to Jesus moment.
All right, let's have a recap. So my grandson, we call him 715. That's his nickname. He wanted to make pickles, and he's six, and I'm just like, okay. We're going to plant the cucumber seeds. I specifically ordered like the Wisconsin pickling, and then there was another pickling. And they all said pickling on these. I don't have the little seed pack anymore to confirm, but that's what I ordered. So we planted them in buckets, put them next to our garden raised beds, and then ran the fencing up so they could grow up the fencing and out of the buckets. The cute little cucumbers start coming out, and then all of a sudden they turn really fat and round with like outie belly buttons, and I'm like, and then they turned yellow, and I'm like, and then I'm like, Teresa, I'm like, I don't understand what's going on. She's like, I think you're overwatering them, and I'm like, I didn't think I was, but maybe I am. Well, then come to find out, you know, I chopped it open. It's not mushy. It's still hard. It smells and looks like a cucumber on the inside. So I sent the pictures to Teresa.
And so she sent them to me. So, okay, well, some of the choices when plants turn yellow, it's indication of either underwatering or overwatering. But then, you know, I'm looking at it and I sent you an email mm-hmm. and said, I think they may be lemon cucumbers. Are you sure you bought Wisconsin dill?
100% sure.
You were, but then mm-hmm. your computer didn't bring it up. But what happened today?
Well, then today I started searching lemon cucumbers, and dadgummit, they have a picture of my yard right there with it. No, but I mean, it looks exactly like I couldn't find it. I searched it when Teresa said search lemon cucumbers, couldn't find it at my house. I come into iHeart and I'm able to find them, and I'm like, okay, so.
Yeah. It was lemon. So Gary Bachman from our good friend from Mississippi. garden author and great garden expert. And so he wanted to do an intervention.
Yes, he did.
And so, but it, Gary, we figured it out. It's a lemon cucumber. And you can still pickle those. So you can still have that project with your grandson.
Yeah, I just looked it up on the break. And you can still, you could, they actually use them in salads and stuff instead of using the regular long traditional cucumber.
Yes.
Because they're not as bitter. So
right.
Okay.
And so wonderful. That's great to know. So, you know, if you want to have some projects for the summertime for your kids to stay involved and it's so good for them, you'll want to stay tuned for our next hour, our next guest. We have Brian Williams, Cool Daddy, from Windy Hill Middle School in Clermont. We're very excited to have him on. I went out there to visit his classroom and talked about, you know, the children wanting to become farmers and agriculture, growing crops, or becoming scientists and developing new kinds of crops and being a landscape designer and all kinds of great careers in the future for them. But they love gardening. Oh, so we're going to find out good. All about it from Brian and get some advice for that. So I'm looking forward to that. But if you have a gardening question, you will be able to give us a call at the bottom of the half hour.
About 8:30. Give us a call. But you can go ahead and text your questions in right now.
Right, exactly. And I can handle those, you know, as they come in. So that is wonderful. I want to thank Dana Venrick, Quality Green Specialist Nursery owner and sponsor of Better Lawns and Gardens. He has a wonderful nursery. He's a fountain of information, and you can get great, beautiful Florida Grade 1 native plants from his nursery, and he has all sorts of vegetables and herbs and fruit trees. I am really interested in that thornless blackberry.
Ooh,
that
yes.
I think that's going to be a keeper there. So I would love to do that. And so Lizzie and I would also love you to follow our Better Lawns and Gardens Facebook page. And again, you can give us 5 stars. We would love that. Tell your friends about Better Lawns and Gardens, and they can call anytime. You can go on to iHeartRadio and listen to the podcast. They're all on there. Anywhere where you listen to podcasts, you can find BetterLawns, .com, our website, and you can go on there and see what to do in the month of May.
Yes, it's already posted and it's ready to go. And Teresa does a good job of explaining where you should put stuff and where what will grow perfectly. So go check us out, WFLAOrlando.com. You can go there and catch it.
That would be great. And so we'll be up next with Brian Williams and your gardening questions and text messages from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios and SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Ticks can transmit Lyme disease and other dangerous illnesses. Protect yourself and your family with Summit Green Armor Insect Repellent. Clothing and outdoor gear treated with Green Armor Insect Repellent repels and kills ticks, chiggers, mites, and mosquitoes for up to 6 weeks. The handy spray bottle makes it easy to apply this odorless layer of protection. Green Armor Insect Repellent is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.